Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a cool start out there for us this morning, but we have colder air that will arrive later today and linger through the weekend. I'll show you how to prepare.
Today, the Durham Public School Board will meet about pay issues that have interrupted bus routes and classes this week. Coming up, the two options the board is considering that could resolve the issue.
Fire tears through an automotive shop in Johnston County, leaving it a total loss. Brett Neese was there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker as crews worked to put it out.
And Punxsutawney Phil will make his famous prediction in a little over an hour. And there are ways you can celebrate Groundhog Day locally as well. Today's the day where we will see when all these furry prognosticators come up with, will we see six more weeks of winter? Keep in mind, Phil's accuracy rate is 39%, but we still love him.
Yeah.
And we love our prognosticator, Elizabeth Gardner.
Yeah, Phil's pretty iffy. Elizabeth is not.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling a little furry this morning.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I think our local groundhogs are at least 50%. I mean, 50% is flipping a coin, so you would hope to be at least that good. But we do consider ourselves much better than that. And we'll talk scientifically about what the winter may hold for us from here on out coming up. We'll take a live look at downtown Raleigh, looking beautiful there. As Memorial Auditorium is all lit up this morning. Our temperature is 43. Right now, our wind is out of the southwest. That's going to bring us a nice mild day. We do have a little bit of cloud cover swinging through, but we'll see a bit more cloud cover later this afternoon as a cold front drops through, and that's going to bring us some cooler temperatures for the weekend. Right now, it's 39 in Roxborough, Fayetteville, and Clinton. Elsewhere, we're looking at low to mid 40s. It's a warmer 46 up in South Hill. Our temperatures are 5 to 10 degrees, maybe even 15 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday in some places, and it'll be a nice mild afternoon. It will be breezy with some gusts up to 20 miles per hour coming out of the north, and that's what's going to bring us the cooler air for the weekend. But enjoy today. We're going to see partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the low 60s. Once our temperatures start to drop tomorrow, we're looking at a cooler stretch. I'll show you coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 6:01 right now. Just check with Raleigh 911. No crashes reported anywhere in Wake County, and we're still looking good in Durham and Chapel Hill this morning with no big backups showing up on any of our sensors. Take a look at that camera out at I-40 at Fayetteville Road right now, and that eastbound trip from 15501 out to 885 seeing just a 1 minute delay.
Brian, thanks. An automotive shop in Johnston County is a complete loss after fire. Crews were there working until 3:30 this morning. This happened over on Holly Grove Road, just outside the town of Dunn. We first brought you this story as breaking news in our 11 p.m. newscast. Brett Neese was there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, where he spoke with investigators.
This is the scene here at that property just after 3 a.m. while crews work to wrap up their efforts to put out this fire. Take a look at some of these photos we got from one of the firefighters here at the scene. It is incredible how big some of these flames got. Firefighters tell me this fire broke out around 10 o'clock last night inside a shop on this property. Amazingly, nobody was hurt. It took at least 8 different fire departments to put this fire out. I'm working to find out from investigators what exactly caused this fire. I'll stay on top of that part of the story and keep you updated. In Johnson County, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Today, a weeks-long pay dispute in Durham schools could get some resolution. The school board will vote on a couple of different options. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is in Durham with what school leaders think could fix this issue. It's led to protests and forced schools to close. What a week it's been, Kelsey.
Jeff, it has really been quite a week, and today the school board will meet here at the DPS Staff Development Center to finally make a decision. So this is the first time that the board will be meeting since last Thursday's packed discussion. Hundreds of employees showed up demanding answers about their pay. Now the board has two options. Option one gives all staff at least a 4% raise, but people won't be paid for out-of-state or private practice experience. Option two includes an 11% raise. It also would restore the 2022-2023 salary steps. Under option two, some employees would still receive less money than they were told in January. Heidi Jo Hedlund is a part of the Durham Association of Educators. She says the group should have had more input on the issue.
These decisions are being made without anybody that's on the classified staff, without any educators present. It's being made by board members. There's zero transparency on what has got us to this point. And if we had had a seat at the table, You know, the DA had had a seat at the table from the very start, then I don't think we definitely would not be in this place.
So we'll stay on top of what comes out of today's meeting, and that meeting is scheduled for 3 o'clock this afternoon. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
Clayton police say three young men are charged in a shooting and robbery. 18-year-old Andrew Teague, 19-year-old Jaden Chapman, and a 17-year-old are charged with attempted first-degree murder, robbery with a dangerous weapon, and conspiracy. This happened Sunday in Clayton. Anyone with information is asked to call police.
A fiery plane crash in a mobile home park in Florida has left several people dead. We are expecting an update this morning from officials about the scale of this tragedy. Just terrible. The crash happened just after 7 last night in Clearwater, just outside Tampa. Authorities say the pilot reported engine failure before crashing into a home, and the flames quickly spread to other homes. Officials say the death toll includes people who were on that aircraft as well as on the ground. They've not yet revealed how many people were killed. The FAA and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating.
Today is Groundhog Day, and a family event in Garner is celebrating the annual tradition. Snurd the Groundhog will make his prediction for an early spring or six more weeks of winter. The event gets started at White Deer Park at 10 this morning. There will be other live animals visiting the Nature Center, along with educational activities for kids. Snurd is sleeping in this morning, and he'll make his prediction at noon. Apex's prognosticating armadillo, Sylvia, will make her prediction this morning as well. She visits a different elementary school each year, and this year she will be at Olive Chapel Elementary School. Last year, Sylvia predicted an early spring, so we'll have to see what her thoughts are this time around. And celebrations are well underway in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Look at this. It's just so much fun there this morning. Crowds waiting for Punxsutawney Phil to make a prediction on whether we will see an early spring or not. The legend says if he sees his shadow, there will be six more weeks of winter and, of course, no shadow in early spring. So we will have to see what Phil predicts. More than 30,000 people visit Gobbler's Knob every year to celebrate Phil's forecast. It is such a good time there. People really enjoying Groundhog Day in Pennsylvania.
Thanks, Michelle. I got another party to tell you about. UNC and Duke will get it back on in their rivalry on the court tomorrow night, the Battle of Blues. ESPN's College Game Day, the basketball pregame show, will be on campus in Chapel Hill for the big game. Live from the Dean Smith Center tomorrow. It's an hour-long show, live starting at 11 a.m. But the lines can start forming 7:30 tomorrow morning when the Smith Center doors open at 8:30. UNC's clear bag policy will be in effect for the game. UNC is looking for revenge after Duke won both regular season matchups last year. WRAL will have team coverage of tomorrow's game and all the fanfare that goes with it. Look for live reports from Chapel Hill and Duke. And be sure to tune in to WRAL News Plus as soon as the game ends for your Battle of the Blues post-game coverage. Live reports from our crews in Durham and Chapel Hill. You can find WRAL News Plus on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum Channel 1257, or the WRAL app. 607 right now, people in Southern California are dealing with flooding after torrential rains. We will show you more of this dramatic video as millions of people remain under a flood watch this morning.
And Jeff, it's Go Red for Women Day today, all about heart health and women. Up next, the new findings of a study and how cardiovascular issues can mimic other symptoms in women.
And today is Groundhog Day, but no matter what the groundhog sees today, I'll show you what scientifically we could see for the rest of the winter.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And we're looking at a pretty morning out there. Our temperatures are not bad at all. And kids out at the school bus this morning, everything's looking nice out there. We're looking at temperatures in the 40s. And of course, it's going to be pretty nice as you're walking the dogs this morning as well. Let's jump on out there and take a peek at our morning. Looking at temperatures in the low 40s for the bus stop. It's going to be a really nice afternoon. We'll see partly cloudy skies. And our high temperature this afternoon is likely to be in the low to mid 60s. So kids will be out in their jackets this morning, but this afternoon looking at 61 to 63 or 4 for our afternoon highs. We do have a front that comes through this afternoon, and that is going to bring us some cooler temperatures for the weekend. I'll show you what it will feel like coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth here at 611, taking a look at traffic this morning. Not seeing any big problems out there as we check in on those major routes throughout Wake, Durham, and Orange County. No crashes reported right now. Traffic volume very light this Friday morning as we get started. We'll head out to that live camera at I-87 at New Hope Road on the east side of Raleigh. Southbound traffic coming in from Knightdale, heading away from us there toward the Beltline interchange. And right now we're not seeing any big delays from 64 Business all the way to 440. Renee?
An advocacy group fighting for the rights of public safety employees killed on their way to and from work is celebrating a victory. This comes after the death of Raleigh police officer Gabe Torres. The state now recognizes it as happening in the line of duty. Torres was one of five people killed in the Headingham shooting in 2022. It happened while he was on his way to work. His family spent months fighting for his death to be classified as in the line of duty, but the state wouldn't recognize it. With help from the Raleigh Police Protective Association, that has now changed. A look at the state budget shows amendments for public safety worker death benefits to include law enforcement murdered by gun while off duty but on the way to work. That makes the Torres family eligible for death benefits. The Police Protective Agency says the state provided $200,000 in benefits for them.
PNC Arena is expected to generate more than $3 billion in economic impact for Wake County over the next 5 years. The numbers come from an economic impact study that shows 1.6 million people attended either a Carolina Hurricanes game, NC State basketball game, concert, or some other event in the 2022-23 season. In that same time, the arena generated almost $600 million for the county. PNC is scheduled for a $300 million renovation next year.
Today is Go Red for Women Day. It's a reminder that women are just as much at risk for heart disease and stroke as men. WRA's Ken Smith is here now with some new information about risk factors for some women. Ken.
You know, Renee, today is also a reminder from the American Heart Association that cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in women, including different racial and ethnic groups. The risk factors for women include an unhealthy diet, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. And new this morning, the findings of a recent study show Black women under 35 being treated for high blood pressure are three times more likely to be at risk for having a stroke. The preliminary findings will be presented next week at an international stroke conference. Now, we should also note women are more likely than men to have heart attack symptoms unrelated to chest pain. Doctors say cardiovascular issues can mimic other symptoms. For example, neck, jaw, or shoulder discomfort or pain in the abdomen can be symptoms of heart disease in women. All factors for all of us to keep in mind as we monitor our heart health. You'll likely see some of your friends, family, and colleagues today wearing red today, or the Go Red for Women campaign populating your social media feeds. And for men, we should be mindful of this as well as we look at all the women in our lives, Renee.
Absolutely. Ken, thank you. So important to not ignore those signs. A flood watch remains in effect for Southern California this morning as an atmospheric river is bringing heavy rain and flooding. More than 2 inches of rain fell in just hours yesterday in Los Angeles, Long Beach, and San Diego. Some roads, including parts of the Pacific Coast Highway, were flooded. There's something for everyone around the Triangle this weekend.
Yeah, from a dog mom get-together to a popular comedian coming to Raleigh, let's start with that annual Krispy Kreme Challenge. It's back again. Just 2,400 calories, a dozen donuts, 5 miles in an hour. The annual Krispy Kreme Challenge is back. The race tests not only your physical fitness, but your stomach. It gets started 8 a.m. Saturday at the Bell Tower on NC State's campus. Runners will race from campus to the Krispy Kreme on Person Street and back. And if you're out driving around that area, just be aware of some road closures there.
Jeff did it a few years ago, hasn't done it again.
Haven't eaten a donut since.
You just can't look at it. And an early Galentine's get-together for the Dog Moms of Durham. This Valentine's-themed social meetup lets your dog paint their own canvas masterpiece. There will also be treats and goodies for both dogs and their owners. It's from 3 to 6 p.m. at Bull City Ciderworks.
Comedian Theo Bond will be at PNC Arena tonight for his Return of the Rat Tour. Tickets are on sale on Ticketmaster, starting at about $60 after taxes. The show gets started at 8 o'clock tonight. Doors open at 7.
It is 6:16 and a warmer start to our Friday than we've had this morning. It
certainly is. Yeah. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRI Severe Weather Center. That quiet is going to take us right into the weekend, huh?
It is. We have a cold front that's going to come through and drop our temperatures a little bit for the weekend. But today feels really nice and mild, especially this afternoon. We take a live look at Goldsboro and Apex. We're not quite far enough along in the morning to begin to see the sunrise. Sunrise should be really pretty. We have a few clouds out there, but it should make it really nice. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And, of course, there is our newsroom in Fayetteville. Here's the biggest thing happening for the next week, really. A very quiet pattern. We do have this one cold front that'll drop southward. It will be rain-free, but there may be some clouds with it, and the wind will kick up, too, with this. We'll see some winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. Behind it, we have the chilly air that arrives for the weekend. It's going to set us up for morning lows near freezing and afternoon highs in the mid-50s, which is really near normal for this time of year. We take a look at our weekend forecast. 63 for today, 53 Saturday, 55 degrees on Sunday, so we're definitely looking at some pleasant conditions out there. Groundhog Day forecast. In the Triangle, we have Snerd, the groundhog, in Gardner. And with partly cloudy skies, Snerd is likely to see its shadows. There could be six more weeks of winter. Punxsutawney, Phil, we keep going to shots of Punxsutawney. They have so much fun there. I'm jealous. Punxsutawney Phil may not see his shadow, so they could see an early spring. But, I mean, you kind of feel for them. You kind of wish that they had an early spring kind of weather that they have in Pennsylvania. So six more weeks of winter or an early spring. And again, it looks like we're probably trending towards some sunshine at lunchtime, 60 degrees. So our groundhog, Snerd, and other prognosticators might end up seeing their shadow. But in terms of science, it looks like we'll likely have a near normal month of February. Now, what does that mean? Let's take a look at some of the temperatures. So our normal high right now is 53. By the middle of the month, the normal high is 56. We get to March 1st, it's 59. And March 15th, 63. And that takes us to the official start of spring. So no matter what, we tend to see our average temperatures climbing nicely. We're up into the 70s for an average high in April. Now, that said, we tend to see a big fluctuation in our temperatures this time of year. So we could see things a lot warmer or colder. But again, it looks like we'll be fairly near normal in terms of our climate models for the month of February. How about heading to the mountains for some skiing over the weekend? Temperatures will be in the 40s and 50s in the mountains. And there's a lot of snow on the slopes, not as much on the ground, but plenty of snow on the slopes. If you're headed to the coast, it's going to be sunny there too. Temperatures in the 40s and 50s, more 50s down south. But again, it will be a fairly cool weekend. It'll be cool here too. 53 tomorrow, 55 on Sunday. Some cold mornings ahead for next week with near normal temperatures. Brian?
It is 6:19 right now. Still pretty quiet out there as we take a look at our live sensor map around the triangle. No crashes anywhere in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, or Chapel Hill. Major routes in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro all quiet. So let's take a look at some of those major approaches into Raleigh right now. 40 westbound through Garner, delay free from 42 to 440. Coming in from Capitol or on Capitol Boulevard from Wake Forest, southbound from 98 to 540. We're not picking up any significant backups. Not busy right now, but of course that could change later this morning. If you're heading out later, remember you can listen to us live on the radio. This newscast continues at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Family members of a Cary woman hit and killed while crossing the street are in shock.
Don't want to accept it. I don't want to accept she's gone.
How Amy Dellatry's brothers are remembering their beloved sister.
Kane star Sebastian Aho is meeting his all-star teammates, who he'll be skating alongside during this weekend's Superstar Showcase.
And you're winning NC Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The war of words between Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake is heating up.
Oh boy, Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Before his song Cry Me a River at a concert in New York, Timberlake announced that he was not apologizing to anyone. That's an apparent response to Britney saying that she was sorry for what she wrote about Timberlake in her memoir. Britney appeared to clap back in an Instagram post, taking back her apology and asking if he would, quote, go home crying to his mom like he did last time, end quote.
Ooh. Okay, you know, I think it's a good thing that those two did not end up together. We'll see if the war of words dies down by June 12th. That's when JT will be coming to PNC Arena in Raleigh. And what do you know? Tickets for the general public go on sale today at 10 o'clock.
How about that? A little chippy things are getting.
How about that? Listen, there's a reason to pay attention to the Grammys. Tracy Chapman is going to perform in public for the first time at this weekend's Grammy Awards. For the first time in years, she's going to perform her 1988 hit Fast Car alongside country singer Luke Combs. Of course, his cover version of the song is nominated for Best Country Solo Performance.
Yeah, that country solo performance. I mean, she was on the award stage in 1989 taking bows for this song. She said she never thought she'd be in that country music genre, but she is just fine with it. A lot of folks are just hearing it for the first time. It's 35 years since she played it, right?
I love both versions and can't wait to see what it sounds like together when they sing together.
I can't wait to see her.
Yeah.
It's going to
be
very cool.
Tracy.
Yep. Brian, thanks. Carolina Hurricane star Sebastian Aho now knows who his teammates will be for tomorrow's NHL All-Star Game. Aho was drafted last night by team captain Nathan MacKinnon of Colorado Avalanche. Sidney Crosby of the Pittsburgh Penguins will also be part of his team, and they'll be wearing yellow when they hit the ice for the Superstar Showcase.
Country music singer Darius Rucker is facing charges in Tennessee. He was taken into custody by police in Franklin, just south of Nashville. He was charged with simple possession, among other charges, and released on bond. Deputies did not go into detail of what substance he had.
Well, you may want to check your pantry for recalled granola bars. Quaker Oats is recalling another granola bar over possible salmonella contamination. The recall has been expanded to include its Quaker Chewy Dips Llama Rama. The company says the bars were discontinued last September, and they have a best before date of either February 10th or 11th of this year. For a full list of the recalled products, you can visit QuakerRecallUSA.com.
And our temperatures are likely to drop a little bit as we get into the weekend. We have a cold front that will move through this afternoon, and I'll show you how much cooler it will feel for Saturday and Sunday coming up.
Crews battle a fire at an automotive shop in Johnston County into the early hours this morning. What we are learning from the scene in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
And on this Groundhog Day, it is a party this morning in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, where you are looking live. Lots of musical entertainment. We're just about an hour away from Phil making his appearance and giving his prediction of an early spring or six more weeks of winter.
Hurry, boys, she's waiting.